Talk Show. It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 268.
What were you just doing?
Oh, I was just feeling the excitement. You can't rub the smile off your face, can you? We've got a new camera that we're filming through.
Do you feel excited though as well?
Yeah, I do. I love opening shit, but I almost get off more over how excited you get. And that's why so we bought a new camera. It's a great...
He's a selfless partner.
Cine camera, C200. It's what you're viewing us through. And so I took it home last night in the box and I thought, you know what? You will enjoy opening it and like going through it. So all I did last night was take out the battery, charge it, have a peek into the body bag. The body bag. It's literally a body bag. The body of the camera was in a bag. Mm-hmm. I opened it and I sniffed it and that was it. And so I thought, no, I'll let you do it tomorrow morning.
Because we did it as a team.
Yeah, but I sort of...
It helps me
yeah,
lead.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. I don't like it as much as you, but that's why I thought you would like
it. Do you think that it sort of highlights my sort of manic, depressive ways?
No, I think you just... you're on the verge of being a hoarder, but you're not. So, like, you love stuff. I could imagine maybe a hoarder's actually ill. You're not ill. A hoarder loves things. Mm. And especially new shiny things. And so maybe, I mean, I do. I like opening presents and shit, but I don't have an attachment to it. Like I think you do. No problem.
I think that part of it is that whenever I'm opening it, there's a part of me which is like, in 2 years I'm going to fucking be over this thing.
Yeah. Try fucking 6 months. Maybe. I mean, we're talking about it. We've given it life on our podcast. We'll never speak of this again. But it's new today. The one thing is you end up... either giving shit away or throwing shit out, which we've been doing a lot of that around the office here and at home. And it was, you brought up Marie Kondo. Mm-hmm. Marie, is it Marie or Mary? New Netflix series.
Marie Kondo. But she does KonMari.
KonMari, that's her method. She's genius. And I didn't know what, I mean, I heard people banging on about it, you mentioning it. Mm-hmm. It's only until I watched the show. Cute little Japanese lady, so polite, just so much energy and just I see she's such a character.
But do you think there is a little bit of like the way that you described her, I think is probably how most American viewers would.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like, do you think she is the Steve Irwin of Japan? Do you think the Japanese people are going like, we don't say spark joy. I was going to do an accent. I'm not going to do an accent. But do you think they're like this fucking, like she's doing the whole spark joy thing? Do you think our equivalent was crikey or even Paul Hogan's put a shrimp on the barbie?
Maybe, because she's actually pretty tough. So she comes in to people's houses and sorts their shit out, makes them throw out shit. Mm. You only throw out stuff that doesn't bring you joy. You keep the stuff that brings you joy. It's almost like some ritual of blessing the clothing. Thank you. Kiss it and put it away. You're not allowed to throw it into the bin bag because you have to place it down. Be grateful for your piece of clothing. But so this is blown up, right? And the way I kind of described it, I think, is that like I'm describing why I think it's had so much cut through.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a Dr. Phil. It feels very much
less
like...
less sleazy than Dr. Phil.
Is Dr. Phil sleazy?
Well, he's cheating on his wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a known thing? Or have you just dropped a...
No, Dr. I can look it up, mate. Phil cheating. Yeah, man, I think he was big sicko. Advice for cheaters. And Dr. Phil's latest scandal, part of a controversial history. Well, Dr. Phil.
We've got a mate.
Dr. Phil. Anyway.
Do you remember we have a mate who was telling us that his friend did the interior design of his house and he would hoard heaps of shit, and if he wasn't happy, but if they were like put a vase somewhere that he didn't like, he would just chuck it across the room. Do you remember hearing
a bit
that?
Psycho.
Did you remember hearing that story?
Who was that?
Diavella told us.
Did he?
Remember?
That's bizarre. No, I can't remember. But you're totally inspired after watching that show to get rid of shit because you've got so much shit you don't need.
I wonder if Marie Kondo is that her name? Yeah. Wonder if she's got sort of a dark past.
No, they always ask her, all the people in the show, like, oh, I bet your house is so much better. And she's like, no, sometimes it's bad. Like she's
being 100% relatable.
She's trying to be relatable. Yeah. But so I watched it and then I'm like, fucking, all right, I'm going to throw out a bunch of shit that I don't use. The problem with it is...
Had Amy watched it as well?
Yeah, she watched it with me.
Okay, great. Because it's really annoying if one partner watches something as transformative as that. So they're in a room sparking, trying to spark joy And the other one's like, what the fuck has just happened?
Yeah, yeah. Where is all my shit? So yeah. I just did my stuff. But here's the problem. It was only until last night. So I did this 2 weeks ago. And it was only until last night that I moved the two big garbage bags out of the hallway. And we've got a small apartment. And I was like, imagine, like, I've put in the effort. I've been inspired to get it out of the wardrobe, yeah, into the bags. I haven't even made it to the car yet, and then I'll live in the fucking boot of the car for a year.
That was how I felt like our safety rating of our i30 went up significantly, because there was literally just padding from all the shit that we were meant to be sort of donating.
There are so many memes around people like who need to donate shit to the Salvos that's in their car. But I was talking to Reese Mitchell, who we had on the show, about her,
yeah,
and he's like, dude, there's a real fucking issue. All the Salvo bins around Australia after this show's come out are overflowing. It's like a massive issue. And I just looked it up. The headline of the article is, why decluttering and adopting the Marie Kondo method isn't always a good thing.
But this is a classic.
Interesting though.
Yeah, okay.
So what's happened is the charity bins around Australia are overflowing. Tidying converts have taken to leaving discarded clothing outside donation, sure, bins, making them likely to be classified as contamination or contaminated.
They're gronks.
And end up in landfill. Yeah, totally gronks. But they say this woman, this professional organiser, Joe somebody, who based her business on the Kondo method.
Well, that's the thing. Joe's in a very, like...
She said, though, that every positive, there's often a negative thing. And so it's like all these people are sorting their shit out, but then become someone else's problem. It was tidy in their house. If anything, it's the reverse Kondo.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's a reverse Kondo effect.
Well, that's an issue in some countries. When we went to Turkey, for instance... Mm. They have this policy that anything outside of your house, it doesn't really, like, you keep everything really tidy, but then once it passes your backyard, you don't give a shit.
So you could just punt over a mattress.
Yeah.
So there's push it over the back fence.
You go into
not
like,
mine.
Yeah, like the equivalent of what would be a national park, and there's just like fucking litter, yeah, because people are like, that's the thing there.
Yeah, it's so gronky. I mean, the I once saw, it's pretty sad, but I was driving down Chapel Street, sort of a main sort of precinct, shopping precinct in Melbourne, and I was going past one of the Salvos that's in Windsor.
There's Salvos everywhere, by the way.
Yeah, there's heaps of Salvos.
It's like a
Army.
Goodwill.
Yeah.
Salvos have their own controversy too.
Do they?
They're Dr. Filthy. Yeah. I won't say what because
I mean,
I'm not
with
sure.
With all good comes negative.
Absolutely, and that's not a reason to. Maybe I think they're slightly homophobic.
They're actually religious, so yeah. I can see the connection there. Side story. In Shepparton, we did like some promos on the radio for the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And in the front shop, in the shop windows, mm-hmm, we were like dressing out one of the mannequins to make it like...
Like a Maya window.
It was like a Maya window. Basically, we were... my co-host, Stacey, was doing this thing. It's like, get your outfit. And like, we've got our outfits in the shop windows. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a bit like...
Revealing.
Slight bit of nip. And a little bit open, like I think it was just like, you know, girl in summer down St Kilda, sort of no bra wearing just like a, you know, loose singlet. Mm-hmm. You could probably see a little nipple shape.
Yeah,
you could probably see a little side boob.
Yeah,
no at the Salvos.
Really,
they had to. They're like, nah, we're basically just saying we can't have skin on show. So that's where that. But I'm driving down Chapel Street, and I look to my left and I see Salvos, and out the front, it's huge gronk behaviour down there. Mm. People just come and chuck clothes. It's not
it's
even
a free
a
for all. People are like, I've actually seen at Vinnie's on Johnston Street near our office, they've actually put a big screen, like a TV screen that shows a camera, and I reckon they're like, they want to show people, hey, you're being recorded all the time, so stop being a gronk.
Yeah, and so it's disgusting because there's no bin there as what people do. I was just making sure maybe it was Vinnie's. Maybe they're St. Vincent's because that's got churchy vibes. St. Vincent's de Paul, which is the charity. So Vinnie's is connected
but
to St. Vincent's de Paul.
What was the other
society.
One that we were talking about that I said were homophobes? Maybe, allegedly.
The
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army.
I take that back.
Well, you just, it's an alleged story. Anyway, driving past this store and I look over to the sea of clothes that are out the front and I just see things like go in the air. I'm like, the fuck's going on there? Clothes like flicking up in the
air.
Like
people were checking, like looking at shit.
There was no one there that I could see. And then I sort of got a little closer. There was a dude or a chick, I don't know, a homeless person, buried themselves under to sleep.
Yeah.
And there was clothes like shooting.
I mean, that's like mental health. That's like mental health.
Yeah,
scenario,
sure. Or a smart move to stay warm.
Here we go. Just to close the loop.
Yeah.
2016, there's an article. Why I won't be supporting the Salvation Army this Christmas.
Ooh.
Oh, here you go. 7 organizations to support that aren't the homophobic Salvation Army. So okay. I nailed it.
Okay, you did.
But, I mean, that's not a reason to. To support.
What do they say? Yeah,
well, no, I take that back. You shouldn't be homophobic.
Don't support people who are homophobic. I don't know what they said, so I'm not going to just automatically go, well, Josh said they're homophobic, so I'm not fucking taking my clothes off.
But isn't there – oh, that's my – this fucking watch.
Mate, it's 7 meters long on your arm.
The thing is, what time does it say that it is right now?
12.
What time is it?
Fucking 10.
Yeah.
Why take up arms? It's so weird.
Well, because I know now. I've actually worked out that it's 2 fucking hours off.
You do that when you go to another country.
And I was traveling for a long time and I can't work out how to fucking change the time properly. So I think it's – if you're working at Casio, our mate Trev's got hookups. Trev, if you know someone at Casio, I can't get this time to work out. And it feels like it's in warrant – well, it should be in warranty.
Yeah.
Because in Australia –
you pay enough money for it.
Yeah.
It's actually ridiculous.
So anyway, because the Apple Watch I was finding too hard to keep charged.
Yeah. So have you – oh, you don't even have a house to marry condo.
No, but we're definitely going to do it. The one thing that does spark a lot of joy are my books.
Yeah, true. There is one thing I want to sort of put dibs on before you take it to the salvos.
Can I guess?
What? There's nothing.
Is it here?
Nah, it's not here.
Why are you taking dibs?
Because I want in before you take it to the salvo.
Oh, so it's something that I own?
You own
that you want.
It's called every other piece of clothing that you don't wear because you wear the...
It's all in a big bag.
That's okay. Some of your T-shirts I really like and they've probably been worn twice because you converted to the minimalist approach. I think we should say, because we haven't actually said throughout this whole episode, recording episodes for YouTube... You may think we just do them back to back because we're in the same thing every time.
This is daily. It's called the Daily Talk Show. If you haven't worked it off out, tune out, you gronk, because you're not ready. You're not ready for what's about to hit you.
Josh wears that every day.
Do you know what? And the disgusting thing is, same shirt. The one that we trained in at the gym.
That's disgusting, dude.
Do you reckon?
A fucking but the wrong. Thing
is, it's fucking.
I've got, hang on.
The thing is that you're a stinky boy.
Yeah, but I actually take – so I wear a different shirt to work.
But you're a bit of a stinky boy. Do you think you are more stinky than I am?
I mean, I could blame it on higher levels of testosterone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I could blame my balding on high levels of testosterone.
Yeah, true. No, fucking, you got me there.
But these shirts are very good. And I was watching this hipster dude who does like – he's very – you can't say metrosexual anymore, can you?
Why not?
I don't know, actually.
Metrosexual. I get it. I get your sensitivities. I've never thought about it.
And what's my sensitivities?
I think you're just – your sensitivities are very – you're like – you don't want to put your foot in it, nothing.
I don't make balding jokes to my friends who are sick, if that's what you're talking about, which may have happened. It's really got cut through. I was talking to Peter Shepherd and it's a real eye opener in regards to, but it shows a comfort level with your friend if you're making fun of the.
Well, what episode are we at now?
268.
Yeah, so what was that 4 days ago?
Yeah.
So go and watch
metrosexual, just on Wikipedia very quickly.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Metrosexual is a. You can't use words
just
I don't know.
Say it. Okay, sorry. I thought you were meaning.
Portmanteau? Mr. 97. Mr. 97, by the way, as a reset, he helps us on the show. He gets the shows ready. The reason he's called Mr. 97 is in Victoria we have something called – I called it an Enterscore.
It used to be called VCE. Now it's called an ATAR.
Well, no. It used to be called an Enterscore. Yeah. Now it's called ATAR. If you're in outside of Victoria and you're in Australia, it's called a
HSC.
HSC, that's right.
Yeah, I don't got one.
Mr. 97, how do you pronounce P-O-R-T-M-A-N-T-E-A-U?
Okay, That is probably, if this will prove his
does he know?
Caliber of,
no, he doesn't know.
Got, I'm going to read the dictionary definition that just comes up in Google, not the Wikipedia version. A metrosexual, a heterosexual urban man who enjoys shopping, fashion, and similar interests traditionally associated with women or homosexual men. Because I think,
and that's in the dictionary. That's a legit dictionary.
That's a dictionary thing. Yeah, I mean, if you want
even urban,
if you drop the homosexual men because you don't want to stereotype homosexual men.
But do we? But what about? Is it a fair stereotype? Do you think it's a fair stereotype of women that they like to shop?
It's a fair stereotype of my wife.
Yeah,
she's a female.
I like to shop though too, but that's because I'm a metrosexual.
Yeah, yeah. Like So this is not going deep on the differences, but. Amy and I,
men are from Mars, yeah. Women are from Venus, all right?
No, I've only got the data of my son seeing someone come into the world, yeah. Who is obsessed. And dude, we tie his hair in a fucking top bun. Like, he gets called a girl by most people. Like, oh, she's beautiful. So it doesn't bother me. The way he looks, I know you're just trying to find somewhere to place him, whatever. Mm-hmm. We've never sort of encouraged him to use... trucks and we've limited toys. We've got fuck all. He's got an Emma doll in his bed. He loves Emma from the Wiggles.
But he's fucking Emma. That's the difference.
But
what's an Emma doll look like?
He has an obsession with trucks. And next door our house was getting knocked down. Mm-hmm. The one that I filmed burning down, and I was out there hosing it down. So, and there was a digger, like a huge fucking thing called we called it a digger, and Bodie calls it the big digger. And I was out there just like watching it, and I realized for a moment that Bodie wasn't even with me, and Amy had been with me for a moment, and then she'd walk back inside, and I was just like watching this thing like scrape the dirt, and I was getting so much out of it. And then I walked in, I was like, I had that moment, I was like, Amy, does that do anything for you out there? She's like, no, that is boring. And it was so fascinating that like...
What did it do for you? How do you describe it?
Oh, here's another thing that's probably of the same vein. I've watched YouTube videos of pools being filled up. It's just so like, it's doing stuff. Like it makes so much sense. And like I see Bodie doing it with like, and I like watching it. Gets dirt from this thing and pours it in. I just like seeing it fill up. It's such basic shit that's stimulating me somehow. Like Bodie's obsession with wheels, like seeing the wheel move and
just imagining
go around.
Me reading one of my self-development books at home and then cut to you just watching a YouTube video at the water ride.
So I like going deep, but it is interesting. I mean,
but you're more of a handy guy.
Yeah, and I see just what Bodie gravitates towards. Without, I know I don't influence him. I know I'm not. I don't think he can play with dolls if he wants. What the fuck? What else?
Yeah,
I'm not annoyed that he's got a female Emma doll. I don't know. I just see what Bodie's doing. I see him really just gravitating towards shit that moves and spins and just like mechanical things. It's really interesting. Mm. And so I'm not forming a conclusion. All I can do is see what my son does and take some of that data in, and I just look at what I like doing.
Do you reckon he'll be into sport based on what you've seen so far?
Yeah, he's active. He loves being outside of the house. Loves just park time, just non-stop.
Maybe
bikes. Loves bikes.
Robbie Ward, he's taking us camping. Maybe Robbie can bring Ollie.
Oh yeah, he's quite young.
Oh yeah, Ollie's 6 months. Too young for camping?
Yeah. Well, worried for Rob. He's got to look after two Gronks.
Two Gronks, Bodie. Oh, it'd be. Could you imagine?
Yeah, yeah. Two Gronks and the babies. It's a TV show.
Who's who? And so the Marie Kondo thing, wherever you land it, have you actually, what shit have you gotten rid of? And have you gotten rid of so much shit that now you're actually needing my stuff? Are you actually,
no,
have you
no,
gone
no.
too far?
I like white tees and I like basic stuff, but I also like, I was going to say I'm metrosexual, but I can't stand going shopping.
Well, the metro,
I'm not really a fashionista. I'm pretty fucking daggy.
Well, what I was going to say about the metrosexual thing was the guy that I was watching, the hipster metrosexual, was saying to keep the best advice to keep your clothes looking good. Do you know what it is? What would the one bit of advice?
To keep them looking good.
Yeah.
Hanging stuff or fabric softener.
It's quite counterintuitive. Two more. I'm enjoying this.
I mean, my clothes come back better if mum does them for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is not a luxury anymore. I don't live at home. But you.
When was the last time you did it?
Oh, like I was getting mum to do some clothes washing for a while.
Yeah.
Like, well, I lived in Shepparton for 2 years, so that
they don't have
nothing there before. No, I was living by myself. Anytime I've lived by myself, but there has been moments where it's just gotten too much for me, and I have gone home. Not so much now. Hmm. Well, Amy's called me out on it.
Well,
this
the way
is fucking bullshit.
The way he suggests is this guy. I think his name's Storman. He's got like a YouTube channel where he wears like a lot of gloves, like sort of.
You're painting the picture of a guy who hates germs and wears gloves daily.
Tyler Storman is his name.
Tyler.
And when I think of him, I think of, look, latest profile, latest photo on Instagram.
He's a fashionista.
He's wearing gloves. He's got very sort of...
When Josh says gloves, leather fashionable gloves. He's a super trendy dude.
Yeah, he's trendy.
Super trendy.
He looks like he's wearing a 70s couch as a blazer.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Fuck, that's fashion. That's the first sign that Josh isn't a metrosexual.
And he's got like, some people with ginger hair, like Jason Fox is one of them. Yeah, yeah. It just fucking works. Look, like, don't you think that just almost suits his color palette?
Oh, yeah.
It all works.
Well, he's made it work. I mean, you're not going to, there's probably some clothes you're not going to wear if you're
look at that.
Into fashion and you've got red
Go
hair.
To his Instagram account.
It's actually really
Storman,
nice.
Storman, S-T-A-L-M-A-N. We're also on Instagram. We'll start following him.
Yeah.
So he does sponsors.
So what's his deal? What's his deal? How does he make his clothes good?
You don't wash them.
All right, Storman. Well, how much money have you got, bro?
Well, so... What does that mean?
What? Like you
they
can't
last
just
longer
not,
if you don't wash them.
You can't just not wash them because when you've been to the gym, then what, Storman?
He says, wash yourself, not your clothes. You're getting into your manky.
This guy hasn't done a day of hard work in his life. Has he worked on a building site?
Does he look like
you
he
has?
You
fucking get home clean because you got shit all over your clothes.
Like, look at him. Like, look at this.
He's in a mahogany dining room.
Like, he's got also...
Oh, Jesus.
He's very aspirational. This is actually... If I was doing a dream board of what I want to look like...
There's so much consciousness there about... Like, I think that... He's a metrosexual. He cares about his fashion.
But he's also like, got that... I like a gaunt. I've always thrived to be gaunt.
That's... Gaunt, I'm pretty sure, is like... Not well. Like I think when you were gaunt, I'm going to look that up. Gaunt is probably not a great thing.
What is it?
Gaunt, a person lean and haggard, especially because of suffering, hunger or age. Take that back.
No, but I just
you
feel...
You don't...
When I'm 80... No, seriously though. When I'm 80, the...
grandfather was gaunt after the World War II being a prisoner of war.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't have to... It's a bit of a non... Fucking starter, isn't it, when you say that?
But I'm trying... What about lean? I want to be lean.
No, I want to be... Okay, maybe lean, but I like the idea. And fucking write into us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, if you can relate. I sort of want to...
being sick and unhealthy.
I sort of want to... This is how I want to look when I'm 70. Like, I want to be like this.
Dude.
I want to have a book and I want to be aged. I want to look like Anthony Bourdain. A couple of years ago.
He didn't get to 70. You can't use him as a reference.
But he looked like he could have been 70 based on... Don't you think he had the... I don't want to have to take heroin, obviously.
Nah.
What do you think?
Nah. There is a guy who started the paleo movement. Mm-hmm. Mr. 97, do you know this dude? He started the paleo movement and...
Pete Evans.
Paleo movement starter. I'll see if this...
Founder, maybe?
He's this guy. I follow him on Instagram. I follow him on Instagram and he's an old silver fox that's fucking ripped. This guy. No.
Lauren.
No,
I won't say his name. I'm sorry.
No,
not him. 97.
One of the pioneers. I'll find it. If you know it, he does cookbooks. Tommy Davidson, my mate who started a paleo cafe years ago, well into him. And so I found him somehow. I'm just like, so impressed by this dude, chiseled, just so fit and healthy.
So I maybe...
You don't want to be gaunt, dude. Gaunt is weak. Gaunt is like... Obviously, there's negative connotations to
but
being
is there
gaunt.
Something... I guess maybe part of it is it's like, I feel like to be a good artist, I need to just like be a bit fucking haggard.
Nah. No. Not at all. You can live a healthy life.
Steve Jobs, he looked quite gaunt.
You're talking about dudes who were like, Steve died of cancer and Anthony Bourdain committed suicide.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, not they saying they're not older. Aspirational. They're all super successful.
They didn't die
successful.
At 28. Yeah, but yeah, I get it. Maybe that's an unhealthy. Maybe that's unhealthy.
Please. We're going to the gym not to be gaunt, but to be fit and strong and lean and healthy.
I think that's probably healthy. Yeah. I know it's healthy. I know that I've got unhealthy. Because I was talking to Peter Shepherd about this. I was trying to.
So let's paint him visually. 7'10. Like 6'9, 6'8.
Do you know what happened?
Tall as fuck. Lean. Not gaunt. Healthy.
Yeah, he's very.
I've seen him eating. I've seen him eating at where he works. Had a big bowl of healthy food.
Yeah. And he is the. Yeah, very, very healthy.
I don't
and
think he's afraid of carbs either. It's impressive.
Yeah. But he. Do you know what happened when we were actually walking this morning? We heard this, like this person coming up.
Oh my God, it's Bigfoot.
Love you, Pete. No, there was someone who came. He's not that big.
I know. But his name's Periscope Pete. Yeah, that's his business, which is referring to the thing that sort of sees above.
Yeah, I get that.
So he plays into it. He's tall as fuck.
He is tall. He's very tall.
There's nothing wrong
with
being tall.
There's no doubting he's tall.
Here's the difference. Like, I know people taller than him. Which I think they
this
have
is
a real
classic Tommy
real complex about it.
Move if I've ever heard it.
How does it no, like when someone, when someone's smaller though? Yeah. Like I think there's more wrapped in that sensitivities. Uh-huh. It's not like I'm going. Imagine if I went the other way. Imagine those that oh my God, it's Bigfoot.
Hey, little man, that's rude.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is. I actually got down a rabbit hole of watching Tom Cruise. Last night, no joke. Last night I was watching a Tom Cruise interview. By a guy named Matt, who's on the Today Show in the morning.
Wrong, Matt. What's his phrase? It's like something about you've got it wrong, Matt. Like,
well, they were talking about Ritalin, and it was when Tom Cruise was dating Katie Holmes.
So weird.
And so I just watched this. Long interview. We don't have to watch it now, obviously.
Yeah, but the words that he says in it are so funny.
Oh, yeah,
funny.
No, he's just like, Matt, you just don't know what you're talking about. You need to learn.
Matt Lauer.
Like he was saying, you need to learn about this stuff. And Matt Lauer is like, I'm not actually prescribing Ritalin.
Yeah.
But he's like, so I was with.
Tom had some good points in that interview, I felt.
Yeah, maybe. But he's also saying that psychiatry is pseudoscience, but he's a Scientologist. Mm-hmm.
There's some contradictory things in there, but he also, I felt like there was some line of questioning that made sense in my mind.
It would be nice.
But I'm a Scientologist.
We should give it a go. So Pete and I, a couple of things. We'll get back to his diet and all that sort of thing. But we were walking.
Will we?
Yeah, we will. But we're walking walking along and I hear this like skateboard sound. I go, and I turn around and it's a guy on a bike. He's like, oh, sorry, I thought you were someone else.
And from the voice, he was
a gronk.
A gronk, but also took heroin.
Yeah. You know, he was like sort of a little bit, it looked like a Collingwood supporter. Collingwood football reporter.
Okay. No, okay. So this, got him.
So it's just like, you know, not to be judgmental, he probably had fewer teeth than most people.
Yep.
Anyway, so then we said, oh, no, that's all good. And then we thought he was going past, so we sort of stood and sort of let him go. Mm. And then he said, looking at Pete, he said, are you blah, blah? And it was, Pete told me later, it was the ruckman for the Kangaroos Footy Club. Mm, I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
But and so we kept walking. He's like, we said no. And he's like, are you sure? So what a fucking weird thing to happen.
Are you sure? He's got trust issues with celebrities because he's been told otherwise.
But also Pete was like, what would have happened if he'd said yeah, like if it was him,
yeah.
If it was that ruckman and he said yes, like there was a part of it which was like, is he going to? Because Pete was pointing out that if he goes for Collingwood, which was a complete assumption, and like maybe he was going to say yeah, fuck you, and then go off anyway. Pete has a much more sort of healthy lifestyle. I can't remember what I was going to say about Pete.
Well, his aspirations are not. I want to be gaunt. I want to be lean.
That's
fit
it.
And healthy.
He's very good. Yeah, he's very good. I said, what do you have for dinner? And this is, I one day want to be the guy.
Yeah.
Ask me, what do you have for dinner?
Yeah, what do you, no, I can answer it.
No, just,
yeah, I know you
ask
want to.
Ask me.
What do you have for dinner, Josh?
I have a little bit of fish, some rice and some salad.
Ah, so you're saying that was the Josh you want to be.
Yeah, that's the Josh I want to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like last night, I tell you what I did. Mm. I had a chimichanga for lunch.
Yeah. Which is like a fried burrito, essentially.
Yeah.
Then poured over the top with like beans and shit. It's really good.
Yeah. And I was nearly...
But it's a naughty food.
I was at Fitness First nearly vomiting. Acid reflux trying to try something.
It actually feels like you've got a full burrito still in your neck.
That's what was happening. I was like, wouldn't it be horrendous? So anyway, I had a chimichanga for lunch, but it was at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then so Bree and I had to check out a house at 5 p.m., which... 5 p.m. checking out a house. There were like 60 fucking people again checking out a rental property.
Of course.
Why of course?
Oh, because you're in the good areas.
Okay. So anyway.
Hotspot.
We did that. We put in our application straight away. That doesn't matter. But Bree said, do you want to have Thai for dinner? The thing is, when I have, what have you?
You can't, like, this is the thing about having computers in front of us.
Okay, I shouldn't ask you.
You can keep going. Sorry, I'm listening. Okay. So you had Thai?
Yeah, no, Bree said, should we have Thai?
Should we have Thai, yeah.
And when I have Thai, I get coconut rice, which is delicious. And I get like a curry type thing. And I was like, you know what? It's too heavy. I've had a chimichanga.
And it's sweet. It feels like it's a treat.
It feels like a little bit of a treat.
Yeah.
And so we said, I know you said not to be distracted.
I know, but
you pulled up a guy. Tommy has literally got 10 photo images of a guy without his top on Google Images.
I'll just show the video.
And
if you can see that.
Yeah.
It's just dudes with their tops off.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's what he's been. And he's like, mate. Keep telling your story. Ignore me.
I will bring it back in. It will make sense in a moment.
But anyway, so I said to Bree, I'm like, no, I don't think we need Thai. I'm not that hungry. I had a chimichanga.
Yeah.
And I said, how about I make fat bombs at home?
What are fat bombs?
It's the dark 85% chocolate with coconut oil and peanut butter inside, similar to what Mr. 97's bro made.
I mean, my first thought is it's not dinner.
Well, it's not dinner. Second of all, it's specifically designed for the keto diet. I had a chimichanga for lunch. I'm not on keto. So I'm the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
I'm having a chimichanga and then So I'm having a high carbohydrate meal.
Yeah.
And then for I only realized this after the fact. And then for dinner, I had
sugar.
Well, no, it's not sugar at all, but it's like coconut oil. Like it's literally like you're eating coconut. Yeah, fat. And it's like that's designed for someone as a treat for when they're on keto.
Yeah. And probably in an earlier time of the day.
Yeah.
Before you hit the gym.
Well, so the thing was that we had that.
So Bree had it.
Bree had one as well. She's like, all right, I'll have one.
Did she have dinner?
No, no, that was our dinner, but that was my dinner as well.
Oh no, I know it's your dinner, but she wanted dinner.
But this is
you made a dessert.
Yeah. So this is the thing.
Hey, Josh, you want to get dinner? Let's get dessert.
Well, the thing was, it's not sweet, so it feels like it could. It's probably the equivalent.
It's still dessert. Here's the thing: if you stay away from that shit, then when you eat it, it's like fuck. That is dessert.
It's the equivalent of having an acai bowl for dinner,
mate. This is a once in a lifetime for Peter Shepherd.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what I'm getting. But just very quickly, the worst part of it was we ate it and I'm like, I'm not satisfied at all.
Yeah.
And so I said,
You were thirsty.
And I said, yeah.
We're legit thirsty. This was
food diary.
You got deep with that food diary. And I'm surprised you got that through.
The ending of the food diary was. My phone was down like this.
Yeah.
I said, I'm still hungry. Are you? And she said, yes. I said, okay. If it's before 7:30, let's order something. Turned over the phone. It was 7:10.
Oh, so you ordered. That's a shit. But you don't have to stick to what you say.
Yeah.
Did you order something? What did you have?
Oh, we haven't had it since we got back. We had a laser pig margarita, which we shared.
Oh, my God.
And some chippies.
So one of the – I think I blow up a lot about Josh's food diaries that he brings to the show. Sometimes they're of no use, but I've got a rule. I actually don't mind a food diary if it has a beginning, middle and end.
And that had a bit of an end?
Yeah, yeah. You fucked up. Yeah, I just
– But I want to get to – like Pete's got a lot of good things going on. He's – you know how I've been struggling to do my morning pages because I started them off as like infographics. The barrier to entry was so high. I was doing illustrations. And it turns out Pete's been doing morning pages every day for 4 years. He doesn't really miss a day.
I think I've been doing them. I do them on a computer. So in a Google Doc.
It's on Team Drive. I check it each morning.
You can't see this. That's it's my joke. Personal one, which is good. I made sure of it. But so I just put the date in.
I'm just going to go Command F and write Josh.
Yeah.
See how many mentions I get. Yeah.
But I found this is like a nice cathartic thing to do in the morning. But I miss a few. You've set the boundary too high doing fucking art.
Yeah, the barrier.
Your resolution was morning pages. It was actually do art
every
day.
It looked so good though.
It did, but it doesn't matter. To close the loop on the paleo dude I was talking about, does he not look like someone you would like to be?
Yeah, his name's Mark Paleo Guy.
His name is actually...
Mark Stewart, is it?
No, sorry.
Go forward
Mark
again.
Sisson. Mark Sisson. And Mark... is a weapon. Mark Sisson.
Hang on.
Sisson,
if you're Mark Sisson, what is the... No, go back now.
Fuck, he's 65. He's
Tommy,
tip-top shape. What about him?
You're selecting shit. Type in Mark Sisson again into Google and tell me what the... What is... So go delete all of that, right? Yeah. Mark Sisson. What is the auto-correct? What is the fourth down?
Mark Sisson paleo, Mark Sisson heart attack.
Mark Sisson heart attack.
Yeah. Dying from Mark Sisson's paleo nutrition advice. I'll tell you one thing. It's all bullshit.
I mean, it's better than Gaunt. I get it. Because Gaunt
Arnold Schwarzenegger has had heart issues, heart surgery, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it's surgery.
Because he's fucking like drugged up like a horse.
No. He has a... he has a condition. He was born with it. He's got a heart problem.
I'm big boned as well.
Bit different, mate. Huh? Bit different.
He has a legit
heart condition and he's still training through it. So that's what the YouTubers are dying from, Mark Sisson's paleo nutrition advice.
Okay.
It's because you're probably fucking doing something stupid as well.
Yeah.
Like taking heroin on the weekends.
Wouldn't be ideal.
Probably drinking.
I don't think he is.
Snorting coke. Chances are.
Coke is, I did hear on a Shameless podcast, they were talking about that all the models do coke.
Is that fucking news?
Well, yeah, I'm not sort of spending my weekends snorting coke with models like you are.
Yeah, but definitely not. Definitely can't be doing that.
Definitely did.
But I don't think there's anything new there.
Yeah, okay. It's I didn't know that was a thing.
Just think.
I thought it was vodka
just think
and
a lot
soda.
Of people do cocaine and then just think about a lot of people and what they might look like.
But do you
like.
Think that it's predisposed to people in the modeling industry?
No.
Okay.
I think there's people that party on weekends. If you go out at night, there is a huge fucking cocaine issue in Melbourne or around the world. Like there's so much cocaine flying around in Melbourne. Crazy amounts.
Really? Where does it come from?
Colombia. That's where it has to be made. South America.
I wanted to do a quick apology before we go.
Okay. Yep.
Yesterday I was making a joke and I referred to my sweaty...
Small people as... No.
My sweaty brow. And when I did it, I was referring to my upper lip.
Mm.
That is, in fact, not a brow. The brow, I realized after Mr. 97 put together the highlights bit, a brow is a person's forehead.
Mm.
It had really been bothering me.
Well, isn't a brow like an eyebrow, monobrow?
What is that called then?
Moustache, mate.
So if I've got sweat, upper lip.
You could say upper lip or you could say moustache, either one. I reckon I would have more confusion out of saying upper lip. I reckon I would... visually think, okay, it's right where your moustache is.
Okay.
But either way, if you're apologising for that shit, geez, what would I have to apologise for? So many
anything
things.
You want to, it's an open. Maybe we could do a Thursday apology thing.
Yeah, but then I have to think about the shit that I've said.
Oh, I can do it for you.
Oh, no, that's fine. I move on.
Yeah, it's good. It's a daily talk show, everyone. Feel free to subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's youtube.com/thedailytalkshow.
Yeah.
Or even maybe send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. And if you're on YouTube, this is a podcast as well. So if you just go to thedailytalkshow.com, you can listen in your car, on your bike, when you're walking into work, maybe picking up the kids from school.
You could be anywhere. So
thank rain, shade, shine, is that what they say?
Rain, hail or shine.
Thank you. Don't have to even apologize. It's a Daily Talk Show.
Guys.
Have a good one.